4:36 in the mighty 790 KFGO, the Mike McFeely Show. Melissa Sobolik is a Fargo City Commissioner, and she is one of the people who strongly supports setting up a public art task force for the city of Fargo. In fact, Commissioner Sobolik recommended the idea. The idea is, I think, to come up with recommendations on ways to bring public art to the city of Fargo. And in some circles, this has led to some heat for Melissa Sobolik and other city commissioners, which I find ridiculous. So I wanted to talk with Commissioner Sobolik about this and find out what the plan is when it comes to the public art task force and possibly down the road, the city funding some pieces of public art. I want to welcome Melissa Sobolik to the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Commissioner. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. I'm happy with the warmer weather. I know that.
I know.
It's put me in a better mood, I'll be honest with you.
If only the sun were shining, then it would be perfect.
Someday. By June it will be, I promise you. At least one day. Okay. Explain what the Public Art Task Force is and explain exactly what's going on here, because I've been appalled at some of the things being said about this on our public airwaves, not on this station, but in other circles. People ripping you apart for no apparent reason. What's going on with the Public Art Task Force?
Well, you know, what happened about, 2 to 3 years ago, the city took part in a strategic plan called Go 2030, and about 8,000 citizens came forward and shared their ideas and their priorities for the city of Fargo. And their third priority was public art. They wanted to see more art in downtown Fargo. They'd like to see the opportunity for public art in neighborhoods. And even in civic buildings, could we get paintings or something from a local artist that we can showcase in our civic buildings? And to this point, the city hasn't done anything as far as public art. And so on Monday night, I introduced the concept of creating a task force that would have artists and have community members come together for about a six-month process, look at what do we have as far as public art in the city of Fargo and do an inventory of what's already out there, and then look at policies and things that other communities have done and really look and see, do we have the funding to support a public art plan? Is there a way that we can do some private-public partnerships? As we're looking at building a new city hall, is there a way we could invite an artist in every couple of months to put their artwork up on display for everyone to see? And I think that's really going to be a great opportunity for us as a community to say, how far do we want to go in the public art realm?
So just to make clear to everybody one more time, there was 8,000 citizens came forward with ideas for the project, the 2030 project. 8,000 people came forward, and the number three thing on the list behind flood protection and infill was public art.
That's correct.
So the citizens started this thing, correct?
They did. Yep. So a couple years ago, this is what they set forth as a priority, and I think we as elected officials have a responsibility to respond to what they want.
So there's nothing been decided yet. There's been no money spent. It's simply at the idea stage. And when I hear you say, we could bring in artists to display their works for a month or two, or we could do some things, find a public-private partnership. What it sounds like is it's very open-ended. There's been no decisions made. It's simply a matter of having the discussion if that's what the people, the citizens, decided that they wanted to pursue.
Yep, that's exactly right. And we want to take our time over the next few months, make sure that we do it right. And we're going to be looking at, communities like Sioux Falls. And what they do is they invite artists to bring in sculptures. They put them on display for a year, and then the city will purchase one of them. But they have all 50 of these sculptures for an entire year. And that's kind of on one side of the spectrum. And we've visited with some city halls who have great partnerships with local museums. And so the museum will actually just bring in art pieces and keep them there for a few months and then change them out, where there's no cost to the city at all. And then there's Seattle, who on the other spectrum, any new development that comes into Seattle, 1% of the value of that development goes into a public art fund. And I think that's on the opposite end of the scale. And so we're going to be looking at all those ranges in between and say, what do we as Fargo want? Because there are a lot of different options out there.
Melissa Soblik, Fargo City Commissioner, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. We're talking about the public art task force that will be set up by a unanimous vote, by the way, as well, by the Fargo City Commission. So are we talking strictly downtown? Are we talking everywhere in town? Are we talking public parks? What are the limitations here, if any?
You know, there really isn't at this point, and that's part of why we're putting the task force together. I think when people think about public art, they automatically assume downtown, but we've had conversations about, you know, what can we do to make Fargo welcome you as you drive into the city, or the transition from Moorhead to Fargo, what can we do? And so I think really at this stage, the entire city is a possibility. And we're also looking at not just visual arts, but is there something else that we can be supportive of performing arts out in the park? We have a representative from the park district on this as well. And I think, you know, one of the comments we've gotten is, what about ice sculptures in the winter in Island Park? And of course, those things are temporary, but they're going to attract a lot of people. And I think we're going to look at the full range of that.
Why do you think this is important for the city of Fargo? And I'll give you my answer with the precursor that I am not an art aficionado. I enjoy going to galleries. I enjoy, you know, looking at sculptures, but I really don't know what I'm looking at. But from my Neanderthal perspective, I think it's very important for a city to pursue these types of things, just because I think it rounds out our city, whether it's Fargo, whether it's Moorhead, whatever community is. It rounds things out and it gives people the opportunity to see some art and to broaden themselves. And oh, by the way, to make our city a better looking place and a better place to be that appeals to everybody across the spectrum. Not everybody likes going to Bison football games. Not everybody likes going to art in the park or craft show, whatever. Art to me is something that just gives us an option and just makes our city a better, more well-rounded place to live.
And I think that's exactly right. And, you know, as we look at attracting a future workforce and future generations, they're looking for those quality of life issues in a community. Certainly, they want to go to a place that's safe and they want to go where there's a great job. But if there are no opportunities for them to go out and have some extracurricular activities, if there's not diverse dining options and there's not activities that engage them and give them something to be proud of in their town, they're going to find somewhere else that's a better fit for them. And so I think we need to make sure that we're welcoming to everyone and that we have ample opportunities.
I think it's a great idea simply from the fact that, think of the fact that Fargo is in position now to talk about something like this, that, you know, obviously the flood protection thing is never going to go away. We need to get that diversion built, but we've made progress on that. Moorhead and Fargo have. You know, we're working on the infill. We're working on the things that truly do matter. But Fargo's in a position where now we can talk about really becoming a progressive community and doing something like this, whereas 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, Melissa, I'm not sure this conversation would have ever came up because we had so many other things to think about and do.
Right. I think you're exactly right. And, you know, even thinking about flood protection, we now have a landscape architect who's giving sort of an artistic view of what the flood wall can look like and what the green space can look like. And all of those things go into, you know, making your community a better place. And we consider all of that sort of under public art and culture.
How much is this going to cost? What's going to be the number that we're able to put on this, if you know that?
I don't know. You know, at this point, it's zero. There's no money in the budget. We have explored the possibility of hiring a consultant to come in and write a plan if that's something the task force decides to do. I don't know what that would cost, and I don't know that we'd need that. There's a lot of interest from the task force and really a lot of citizens willing to take that on and do all of the work themselves. And I think, you know, coming out in the next 6 months, they may have a plan and that may have some budgetary implications saying that they want to invest, you know, X amount of dollars in public art a year, or, you know, we have this public-private partnership with this company, and this is how we're going to provide public art. But at this point, I think it's premature to say that there are any budgetary concerns at this point.
I think it shows that Fargo is a very progressive community, regardless of your politics. It's not even a political issue for me. It's a progressive, how can we move our city forward type of idea, and I think this fits well into that. And whatever your political stripe, you have to look at Fargo as being in a position to be, and also open-minded enough to be, a very progressive community when it comes to art in this town. So I appreciate what you're doing, Melissa. Keep it up, okay?
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep, you bet. Melissa Soblik, she's a Fargo City Commissioner.